Antecedent signaling comes up all the time in classroom teaching, even if we don't realize it. We use both verbal and nonverbal signals, and sometimes verbal and nonverbal signals exist even if we didn't intend them to be such. When we do intend it, we might tell students what we want them to do. That alone influences their behavior. We've clarified the consequences for their cooperation, whether that's with a behavioral routine or expectation or transition procedure, or even during academic instruction. Explaining how to use a new problem-solving process in math, like solving for x in an algebraic equation, as we describe to students what the rules are for problem solving, such as find out what operation is happening between a number and x and do the opposite on both sides of the equation, signals to them what behavior is going to produce reinforcement, the correct answer to the problem. And so we're using signals through verbal interaction to clarify for students what they need to do, what behavior is necessary to produce reinforcement. This is also true when we explicitly teach rules and expectations as part of our tier one supports in the classroom. We're literally telling students what behaviors will produce reinforcement or other consequences. Other ways we use verbal signals include describing steps for a transition. I'm going to transition you by groups. I'm going to call a group's number. I want every other group to stay still, but I want that group to stand up, put their chairs on the table, and quietly line up the door. Check for understanding. Okay, go. Nonverbal signals show up all the time as well, whether we intend them to or don't intend them to. A good example of an intended nonverbal signal is that traffic light in the cafeteria. When it's red, students should be silent. When it's yellow, they should be talking very quietly, maybe whisper. When it's green, they can talk at a conversational volume or numbered levels. If we hold up a level one with our finger in the hallway, we expect our students, if this is our procedure and we've taught it to them, to speak at a level one volume. But unintentional signals exist as well. The bell may ring to indicate a class period has ended, but a teacher may say, "Hey, my signal for you to pack up your bags is me saying it's time to pack up your bags." But one or the other may actually signal that it's time to move on. And then finally, regarding the intentionality of signaling, you might notice that if you put a writing prompt on the screen, students groan. Or if you get out the science textbook, you see students start to get out their science materials. Those things are all unprogrammed, unintentional, nonverbal signals of what behaviors are going to pay off in that circumstance.